Kev pleaded with me again. Please, Sally, it'll really help if we have Princess Leia too. We have Vader, but I feel like something is missing. We need a good guy too. The boys love it. Joe had an outfit you can wear. You look great in it. Kev was a friend from school. Both divorced with six-year-old boys, we had become close, but there was never a romantic spark between us. Joe was his ex-wife. I didn't relish the thought of wearing one of her old fancy dress outfits. Why did he still have that, anyway? Let me get this straight. You're having the party at my house because the venue cancelled at the last second. Now you want me to dress up as fucking Princess Lena too? Leia, I can't believe you haven't seen Star Wars. There's something wrong with you. Look, I'll make it up to you. Take you and the boys out. Buy you enough wine to last you a year. Please, you know the boys will love it. Fine, I sulked, taking a gulp of wine. Go easy on that. The kids will be here in half an hour. I'm going to put my outfit on. I've left yours in the kitchen. He left in a hurry and went into the downstairs toilet to get changed. I walked into the kitchen and picked up a hideous-looking wig with wrapped-up bunches on the side. I frowned as I picked up the white cloak. What the fuck kind of princess was this? Sighing deeply, necking the rest of my drink and pouring myself some more, I grabbed the outfit and headed upstairs to get changed. I looked at myself in the mirror and decided the cloak was quite flattering. I decided to lose the bra for a more seamless look and went with a white thong so my underwear wasn't revealed. I took a deep breath and put on the wig and burst out laughing. I felt quite silly, but the wine had taken the edge off. I padded down the stairs carefully, trying not to trip over the long white robe. I felt ridiculous in this wig and was already bright red and sweating. I cursed Kev for making me wear this in the heat of summer. The sounds of laughter and boisterous playing got louder as I walked into the garden. I paused for a second at the chaos before me. Kids were everywhere, lots of them fighting each other with these light-up sticks and shouting, "No, I am your father." A large figure wearing all black and a mask came striding towards me. "Princess Leia is here, look," Kev's voice boomed out as he put his arm around me. The kids all stared at me in awe. Appreciative whoas and wows echoed around the room. I smiled and scratched underneath my wig, suddenly feeling self-conscious. Even more unsettling was the amount of dads that had their eyes on me. I was suddenly aware of the fact that I was the only woman here. But the feeling of embarrassment and awkwardness ebbed away slowly as I realised I was enjoying the attention. Who was this Princess Lena? She clearly had a way of mesmerising guys. They all looked at me as though they were in a hypnotic trance. It had been a long time since any guy had looked at me, even if it was in a silly outfit. I had been on precisely one date since I had gotten divorced a year ago, and it was a disaster. I vowed to concentrate on my kid and avoid men for a while, but I found myself feeling something I hadn't felt in a long time. Confidence. I smiled and crouched on the floor to talk to one of the boys. I noticed an attractive dad smile at me as I chatted away. He looked as though he was going to come over when Kev called me away to help in the kitchen. The party was a hit. The kids ran riot outside and messed around with Vader and I until finally it was time for them to go. I closed the back gate behind me as the last boy left, feeling relieved but also happy the party was a success. Cheers, Sally. You were great. A real hit with everyone, including the dads. Kev winked at me. He was always on at me to go on a date. No problem, Kev. I actually quite enjoyed myself, I said. But shit, look at this place, I sighed, taking all the mess in. I know. I'll help tidy up, Kev offered. No, why don't you take the boys out somewhere so they're out of the way? Cinema or something? Are you sure? Yeah, be quicker that way. Okay, thanks, Sally. I owe you a glass or two. And the rest. The boys and Kev left, and I sighed, wondering where to start. I laughed as I realised I was still wearing my outfit, wig included. I admitted to myself I actually quite liked it. I recalled the way the dads looked at me and grinned. A gush of cool air filtered through the kitchen, and I undid the tie and the robe, closing my eyes as the cool breeze hit my semi-naked skin. The white thong I wore became more exposed as the wind blew harder. I was about to take the robe off when I heard a noise from the garden. Hello? I hugged the robe around me, stood at the open patio doors looking out. Oh, hi. Sorry to intrude. I was looking for my son's lightsaber. He left it behind and is distraught without it. He wandered around the garden, distracted, searching for it. Aha, here it is. He picked it up and looked at me. My heart raced as I realised it was the good-looking dad from earlier. I hadn't seen him before at the school drop-off or pick-up. I definitely would have remembered him. His eyes glanced downwards as the breeze caused my robe to flap open slightly, flashing a bit of my bare leg. I was about to cover myself when something held me back. I had a nice pair of legs. Why not show them off? No problem. Glad you found it. Is he here, your son? I looked around. No, I dropped him off at his mum's after the party. We're not together anymore. I grinned, wondering why he felt the need to tell me that. Oh, I'm not with Zach's father either, I smiled at him. It's really peaceful now that everyone has gone, not compared to earlier. I laughed awkwardly, aware that I was talking faster than usual. He smiled at me. His knuckles turned white as he gripped the lightsaber. An awkward silence followed. There was a new tension in the air. My cheeks burned as I became aware of just how attractive I found this guy. It's Chris, by the way. He came closer to me and reached out his hand. I put out my own hand. Sally. As I released my arm, a huge gust of wind blew open my robe, fully revealing my white thong. I laughed, biting my lip, feeling my nipples harden at the sudden exposure. Chris's face turned red, one hand still gripping mine, the other holding the lightsaber. My heart pounded in my chest, and a new longing took over. Alongside the ever-growing confidence, there was something else I hadn't felt in a long time: desire. So, are you going to show me how to use that or what? I asked, surprised at my own words. Oh, you just press the button and it comes on. He pressed the button and it made a humming sound. No, I didn't mean that. I meant that. I glanced down at his crotch. Chris was so obviously hard. We stared at each other for what felt like decades before he leant in to kiss me. The kiss was hard and deep, and he pushed me back towards the kitchen. Before I knew it, the robe was on the floor, and he had lifted me up onto the counter. My breasts fell freely, and I tilted my head back, surprised at how free I felt, exposed to this new and exciting stranger. He paused a second, taking me in, looking as though he wanted to devour me. I arched my back, giving him an invitation. He wasted no time sucking and licking my hard nipples. I rested my hands on the counter, not caring I was knocking plates and various items onto the floor. I went to remove the wig when he stopped me with his hand. Leave it on, please. I smiled at him, amazed at the power of this princess. Fuck, you make a hot princess, he said, peeling my thong to the side. I exhaled at his words, feeling sexy and lusted after for the first time in years. I was shocked at how soaking wet I was as he shoved two fingers straight inside me. I groaned as he fingered me hard, rubbing my clit expertly with his thumb. This couldn't be happening. Not now. After I'd vowed to never have sex again. Oh my God, I muttered under my breath, as I orgasmed all over Chris's fingers. He looked at me like no man had before, like he wanted to fuck me raw. I opened my legs ready. There was no denying it. I wanted it too. He hooked a finger under my panties, moving them to the side and slipping straight into me. I gripped onto his neck, watching him enter me. We both cried out as he pushed further into me. I hadn't felt a cock inside me for so long, and his felt different to anything I'd ever felt, thick and full. He slid in and out of me. It was deep and rhythmical. We gasped and moaned as he thrust harder and faster. In all the years I'd had sex, I'd never seen a man look at me the way Chris looked at me in that moment. His face was flushed and he gave me a look of pure lust. "Oh, can I come on your pussy, princess? Please," he grunted, getting closer. My initial shock at his words wore off as I saw the level of pleasure in Chris's face, and I nodded enthusiastically. "Yes." Chris pulled out and groaned as he shot his cum on my pussy. I gasped as he pushed his cock back inside me and continued to fill me up with his cum. We both moaned in delight before he leaned in to kiss me, deeply and softly. I wrapped my arms around him tighter and kissed him back, returning the passionate teasing of his tongue. I pulled away, smiling. "I really need to see what all the fuss is about with this Princess Leia," I laughed. "Hang on, you're dressed up as her and you don't even know who she is." "Yep, afraid so." "We need to rectify this." My heart skipped a beat, relief filling me up as I realised this wasn't going to be a one-off thing. "I'm free for a couple of hours now," I said hopefully. "We're going to need a bit longer than a couple of hours. We're going to need to study her over and over." He smirked at me, leaning in to rub my clit, his cock twitching inside me. "God, I think I love you," I laughed. "I know," he replied.